800-941-3500 or B-O-A-I-N, BowenDentalCare.com.
Remember when people used to wash stuff by hand, like clothes and dishes? Or how about this one? Remember when you had to wash your CPAP system by hand? Wait, you still wash your CPAP by hand? Boy, have we got to catch you up. Listen, SoClean.com has created the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It's faster, more sanitary, and a heck of a lot easier than whatever you're doing. And for a limited time, you can try it at home risk-free for 30 days. You better get on this. Just call 1-800-400-6071. SoClean is completely automated and hands-free. It destroys 99.9% of all CPAP germs. Clean your CPAP system in minutes with no water or hassle. Talk about life-changing. Now, remember when you called for your in-home trial from SoClean.com? Wait, you still haven't called? Here's the number again. It's a limited-time offer, so don't wait. Call 1-800-400-6071. 1-800-400-6071.
Your old car on the lawn for sale is standing there in shame. Replaced by brand-new wheels so new, it has no name. So give that car to Goodwill now. Don't wait another day. It can help a person find a job. What more is there to say? Donate your car to Goodwill, running or not, and get a tax deduction. Call 314-241-3464 or visit MERSGoodwill.org. Give hope. Give local. Give Goodwill.
This is Larry Connors, and I think I drove by your house the other day. It looks great, but I noticed you might have some shingles missing and maybe some other roof damage. Take a moment to call my friend John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Take care of it before everyone else starts calling, before the thunderstorms start pounding us. That way, next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Partners and
him. There's no fun left on the air.
Oh, we're full of tech and we're full of chips, and we think you'll get lots of
nocturnal emissions.
Oh, oh boy.
So get loosened up. We're about to get Pinion's Playhouse on the air.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the October 28th edition of Pinion's Playhouse, brought to you by Schaefer Auto Body Center. SchaeferAutoBody.com. There's a C in there. Don't forget that. S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. They have 10 locations. They are now in Columbia, Missouri. We'll talk about that. Well, we just did talk about it. And I'll tell you something else you need to know. If you happen to drive one of those new aluminum pickup trucks, pretty important because you might hit a deer. The deer are trying to run out in front of as many people as they can this time of year. I think they get together and have a meeting. Now, let's run in front of cars. Now, to kick things off, the first of the two-part round of introductions, Eon the Peon at the control board. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus, which is a member of the SIPC and NYSE.
Yes, they are.
And if you are concerned about the future of your investments, it may be smart to get a fresh perspective with Mark and Jason. For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
Dan Strauss has a cold. Dan, I'm so sorry you have a cold.
Oh, thanks.
It's a miserable, miserable thing, but he, even with a cold, he's in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
And that's how we've determined a man always knows how sick he is. If the idea of bringing the trouser mouse out for some fun is just not anything that you want to even think of, then you're sick.
Yeah.
And that's when you are really, you're not that sick yet, are you, Dan?
Oh, heck no.
Okay,
no.
Good. That's
you
good.
Can do Lou Rawls good with the with you. Your,
go ahead, give us a little Lou Rawls.
Lady love, your love is peaceful as a sunset.
You can probably interview James Earl Jones, Lou Rawls. Yeah. Who was that other guy? The black guy with the barrel. You know what I'm talking about? Stop the music.
Oh.
I can't think of that music. Stop the music. Bruce, stop the music for a second. Barry White.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Barry White.
What was his big song? Barry White.
First of my last, my everything.
Yeah, that's
you're my
one.
Everything.
Sounds just like
what? Oh, baby, baby. Exactly. You're my everything.
You start the music again, Bruce.
He was considered the walrus of love.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
I don't know that walrus.
No.
Yeah, I don't know if that's flattering or not.
I don't think so. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, Dan.
And Red Boy says there's no deer problem where he lives. He puts out deer traps.
Really?
He's invented. It's like a gigantic mouse. Picture a mouse trap, a typical slap down copper, but one.
What do a deer eat?
It's the size of a like a big rug, like an area. It's huge. And he says for bait, he puts giant blocks. What do you watch?
Cheese.
Big blocks of cheese, just like you would for a mouse.
Same as mouse.
Yeah, he says he catches a whole bunch of deer that way. It sounds inhumane to me, but whatever. Give it up, if you would, please, for Bruce Lippris and the All-Boy. Boy, that's quick on the trigger today. Yeah, there you go, Bruce. So Schaefer is now in Columbia, Missouri. It would not surprise me if 15, 20 years from now you didn't see that Schaefer was a nationwide body shop, because I don't think we have what anybody would, you know, like you'll have Jiffy Lube, or you'll have national oil changing chains, but except for that Maaco, which to me, that's not really a body shop. That's... Somebody says, I'll paint your whole car for $400. Okay. Maybe they'll be across the country because as word spreads and people realize that, wow, this is some kind of special place to have the body work done. Everybody's going to want Columbia, Missouri wanted one, and they got it. So we have 9 here, 1 in Columbia, Missouri. Who knows what's next? There's a C in there, S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R, and these new Ford F-150 pickup trucks, the new aluminum ones, you need to know that... To do repair work, body work on those vehicles requires certain equipment that has to be certified, and not everybody has that. Schaefer has it. There's also some training involved. Schaefer's people have that. So if you happen to own one of those, Landolf won't be happy. But if you happen to own one and you're in an accident or a deer decides to jump in front of you and look stupid, which they do, you'll know where to go. You know where to go anyway, no matter what you drive. Schaefer. S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. Schaefer. Auto Body Centers. Now, we told some jokes yesterday for the little kids for Halloween. We're going to tell some more today. And I got a couple of emails from people who said they're so glad I mentioned going to KTRS.com and clicking on shows, then on Frank Opinion, and scroll down past our superficial, goofy-looking white teeth, and you'll see that you can pull up the show from yesterday or the day before, as far as a week or so back. So yesterday's kids' jokes are up, and you can go listen to them and jot down the ones you want to give your kids, and so will these be tomorrow. Here we go. Who won? Again, these are for kids to go to the door and tell to get, you know, candy if the people that answer the door ask for a joke. Who won the skeleton beauty contest?
Oh.
Nobody.
Nobody.
Dan, you got it. Very good.
All right, Dan got it.
Yeah, sure did.
How did he do that?
Where do baby ghosts go during the day while mommy and daddy are working? To the day scare center.
Oh, my God.
I know. So they're not all great. What should you do? This is a good one. What should you do if you're attacked by a group of clowns?
What? I don't
know. Go right for the juggler. Get it? Jugular?
Yes.
Juggler? Clown?
No.
What circus performers can see in the dark?
No.
The acrobats. What happened to the cannibal who came home too late for dinner?
What?
His wife gave him the cold shoulder. A couple more, and then we'll do the rest tomorrow. I don't like that. Okay, for kids it's okay. What do goblins and ghosts drink when they're really thirsty on Halloween? Goulade. It's okay for kids.
Yeah.
What is the mummy's favorite type of music?
What?
Rap.
Rap music.
Oh, yeah. Beyond you have. You're on it. You're almost beaten to it. This is good. Why do demons and ghouls hang out together?
Why?
Because demons are a ghoul's best friend. That one, I don't think kids would get it, but tell it and the adults will get it, and you'll get an extra Reese's peanut butter.
Oh, yeah.
If you tell that. Now we did that one yesterday. What did the... I don't know, kids. What did the skeleton say to the vampire?
What?
You suck. Now, you know, there are a lot of people that think that's nasty.
Yeah.
That if you say, hey, he sucks, it doesn't mean anything nasty. It's an expression, okay? It doesn't mean literal sucking. What do ghosts say when something is really neat? Hey, that's ghoul. See, it's cool.
Oh, cool. Hey, that's ghoul, yeah.
Why did the ghost go into the bar?
Why?
For the booze. That's a good one for kids. And then the last one, we'll do the rest tomorrow. Let's see. Why was the girl afraid of the vampire?
Why?
Because he was all bite and no bark. Yeah. See, they did like an opposite
thing. Oh, yeah.
Switch there. Okay, we'll put those over there and do the rest of those tomorrow. On my iPod, which is built into my iPhone, and I'm mad at these Apple people, because when I did one of these software downloads, I lost 200 songs. Just vanished. They're gone. I can't get them back. So I've got about 350 left. But on there, I have a little Roy Orbison. And I don't know how many people are real familiar with Roy Orbison, but for no real reason, I was playing a Roy Orbison song, and I remember that I had heard that he had had a really tragic life. And as a lot of famous people, like Red Skelton lost a child, George Strait lost a daughter, and these people go on and they're still able to be successful. So today I go, and I don't have it in front of me, but I got the numbers and the stats down, and I know I got them right. Check this out. Roy Orbison, in 1966, is riding a motorcycle with his wife Claudette. They each had motorcycles. In 66, Roy Orbison was already a big deal. He watches his wife get killed in front of him when a truck pulls right out in front of her.
Ugh.
Okay, that in itself would be horrible. All right, that was 1966. 2 years later, 1968, Roy Orbison is in England on tour. Comes off stage and gets... I guess a manager, an assistant, comes to him and says, we got some terrible news. And they told him that his home in Hendersonville, Tennessee, which is where Johnny Cash lived. Hendersonville is a suburb of Nashville. A lot of these famous people, Alan Jackson, they live in Hendersonville. And they said, Roy, your home in Hendersonville has burned to the ground, and two of your three sons burned to death.
Oh.
Now, 2 years before, he watches his wife get killed. Now, two of his three boys are dead. So he's got one son that they saved, and he does have a brother. And I believe it was 73, a few years later, because he and his brother, you know, you're down to very little family left. They're pretty close. So his brother spends Thanksgiving with Roy. His brother is on the way to Roy's house and is killed in an automobile accident.
Oh, man.
I'm thinking, what else? I mean, that's a horrible, horrible, tragic set of events. And I also didn't realize that Roy Orbison died at 52. He died in 1988. He was 52 years old. He had just been flying some little remote control airplanes or model airplanes or whatever with his son. And he was having dinner at his mother's house. He had a nice dinner, and he just died. Died of a massive heart attack.
Wow.
52. I don't know why. I just, maybe it's inspiring. Maybe it makes us realize that, okay, we've got a little blip in the radar, a couple bumps in the road, but people do some extraordinary things. I get great stories from my sons because they're in the restaurant business, and the restaurant business is a tough business. They work a lot of hours. And you have to if you want the restaurant to be successful. And they tell me stories about what it, and I just cannot imagine dealing with some of the people that the restaurant business attracts. Some of the cooks, some of the wait staff, because you get these, you know, this waitress called in and she didn't show up, or somebody just flat out just doesn't show up ever again and you don't know what happened to them, and sometimes they're in jail. So, and then you got the customers, and they said that, I guess it was last week, my son said a girl is in the restaurant and she leaves, and she walks out and leaves $900 in cash in the seat, the booth. And she calls and says, she's frantic. She says, oh my gosh, she says, I left there and I just realized I left $900 in cash. Would you go? And they went and checked. Of course, it wasn't there. And they said, I'm sorry, it's not here. Nobody turned it in. And she's crying. And she explains to them, this is all the money that she has for the month to pay her rent. Now, I don't know that I understand why somebody cashes a check and has cash. But there are people that pay their bills.
Who don't use banks.
They don't use banks. Yeah. They honest to goodness pay their bills in cash. And I don't know, they drive to the UE or Ameren or whatever and pay their bill, then they drive
over. They go
over
to those check cashing places, take their payroll check there.
So she's just crying and sobbing So my son decides to go look at the
cameras.
Yeah, and he's got a real sophisticated multi-camera setup, and sure enough, boom, they're crystal clear, one of their waitresses lifting the money, and she leaves and goes home with it. So my son said they called her, and she wouldn't answer the phone, but she shows up at the restaurant with the money. She knew why they were calling. And she hands them the money, and they immediately said, you're fired. And I told that story to somebody, and they said, well, that was kind of harsh. She returned the money. No. She returned the money only when she knew she was caught.
Yeah.
And her excuse was, and then you'll love this, she said, well, I hear about all these secret Santas, and I thought that this woman was one of those. Yeah.
What?
No, sorry. I don't think secret Santas just leave a pile of cash on a seat somewhere. I think they have other ways to do it, and that's pretty lame. So she's fired. And the lesson here and my message to anybody, young or old, we live in a world where there are cameras everywhere. Everywhere. So think twice before you do anything. Because even where you might not think there's a camera, somebody nearby may have a camera, so don't be stupid. Saw a movie last night. My wife and I went to see Sicario. Have you heard of this?
No.
Sicario. Benicio del Toro is in it with Josh Brolin and Emily Blunt. It's a pretty good movie. It's about this Mexican cartel. I'm going to tell you something. This must be a much bigger problem than most of us realize, this whole Mexican drug trade thing.
Oh, yeah.
They're killing people and cutting heads off and hanging people up to make examples out of them. They're nasty. The Mexican drug people are nasty. This is a really, unless you don't like violence, this is a really good look at what it must be like to be with the CIA, FBI, trying to work with the authorities down there, many of whom are crooked, and the whole border issue. It was pretty good. It's called Sicario, Sicario. Thank you to the parents whose emails I read this morning about talking about autism yesterday. A lot of nice, really nice letters, a lot of sad letters, because they went through with me what it's like to go through a day with a severely autistic child. So thank you for those. And you both, I'm sure, have seen the video of the school officer slamming the girl.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, I didn't see the video.
Well, you need to watch it.
I heard it on the news.
Well, there are two major problems with it. First of all, when it's a white officer and a black student, right there, no matter what happened, you got an issue.
Yep.
Somebody's
got
to make a deal out of it. But the truth is, no matter what color she'd been, this was really rough. I mean, this guy. But you ask yourself the question, the girl was told by the teacher to put her cell phone away, and she wouldn't do it. She just would not do it. Just being,
defiant.
Yeah. And so finally they had to call the school officer in. A lot of schools have a police officer who's there all day, and he comes in and he asks her to come with him, and she won't do it. No, No. She wouldn't put her phone away, and she's not coming with him. So he forcibly gets her out of her school desk. He literally picks her, the desk, the whole thing up, and turns her upside down. Now, he could have paralyzed her. He dumped her on her head. Huh. But my question is this. What would you do? Now, what he did was wrong. He was way over the top. But what do you do when a student says, no, I'm not getting up and I'm not coming? Now, what do you do? Really, what do you do? You just sit there and stare at him and go, well, I guess we'll just sit here and stare at each other. Or you forcibly take him out of the class. But I think there were other ways he could have done it. It's pretty brutal. Pretty brutal. But on top of all that, here's the real lesson. It's like anything else. It's like when the police officer tells you to do something, do it. Comply. If the teacher says put your phone away, none of this would have happened if this kid would have just put the phone away. There are just some people who don't want to follow simple directions. That's all the teacher asked. Put the phone away. Now look what happened. It's no different than when a cop says, hey, can I see your driver's license? No. And then you start. And then you get belligerent. Nah, don't do that. And by the way, thank a cop today. I mean to say this every day, and some days I forget. Thank a cop today. Royals pitcher, Edison Volquez. You know this story.
Yes.
Plays last night and is told when he comes off the field that his dad's died. His dad is dead at 63. And what I found interesting about the story was the family had called the manager and said, please, we're going to tell you this, and you can let him know when the game is over. Don't tell him until the game is over. And I got to tell you something. I think that was great. I have a good friend, and he's probably listening, and here's his deal with all of his family. He says, when my wife and I, when we go on vacation, if we're in Mexico or Jamaica or we're far away, if something horrible happens, don't call me. Well, I'll find out when I get back, because the truth is there's little you can do. And let's say you're with us on our vacation coming up in January to Jamaica. And let's say we're in the fifth day and something horrible happens. I don't want the call either. I don't. I'll get that news, because what a horrible, miserable trip back. The anxiety and oh my God, just hit me with it when I get back. Is that horrible? I don't think that's right.
I don't think so.
I'm serious. I don't want to
know. It's so tough, because we had that happen.
Yes.
On one of our trips to someone that we know pretty well.
Yes. And had they not been told until they got back, I think you can still take care of it in whatever way in the arrangements. You know, and I don't know. Sometimes there's not much that can be done.
Yeah, but this poor guy. How about the manager? The manager's...
Oh, knowing the whole time?
Knowing the entire time, and he's coming off the field, and he's happy.
And then I had heard, too, that the player had heard reports, you know, other sports stations were reporting it before the game.
Oh, shoot, I didn't know
that. So I don't know if...
I didn't know that. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Next time I tell a joke, it'll be tomorrow. It'll be the Freddie Freeman joke. Costume party. Couple is invited to, I like the word swanky, a swanky Halloween party by a friend of theirs. And costumes are required. Well, the wife orders, they got money. So she goes online and orders really expensive costumes for her and her husband. And her husband hasn't seen them yet, but the day of the party, she gets a horrible headache. And she tells her husband, she says, look, you just go to the party without me and be sure to say hi to Becky and her husband. Tell them I'm really sorry. And he says, no, honey, I don't want to go without you. She goes, no, I'm gonna take some aspirin. I'm going to go to bed. There's no need for both of us to decline. They put a lot into this party. And you go on, and I don't want to spoil it. You go on. Your costume is in the closet, your side of the closet. So he goes, gets his costume on, and off he goes. She takes a little nap for about an hour, and she wakes up. No headache. She feels great. So she thinks, hey, I'm going to go to the party. Her husband now doesn't know what her costume looks like and doesn't expect her at the party. And she thinks, this is a great opportunity to have some fun and see how my husband acts when he thinks I'm not around. So she gets to the party and she spots her husband, because she knows he's in the wolf costume. She recognizes it. So she goes up and asks if he wants to dance. He says, yeah, and they dance. Next thing you know, he's copping a feel and making out with her, and she's pretty seductive, and she's playing the part. And then in less than half an hour, and she's let him go pretty far, about as far as you can go with people around, and he suggests they make their way upstairs to the bedroom. And they both had a few drinks. Off they go. And you know what happened? They do it. Yeah. They do it in the bedroom. And just before the midnight unmasking, when everybody's supposed to take their masks off of their costumes, she slips away and goes back home. Puts the costume in the closet and jumps in bed. She can't wait to see what he has to say about his behavior. Sure enough, about 2 o'clock in the morning, she's sitting up reading. He comes in. She goes, well, how's that party? He said, ah, same old thing. I never have a good time when you're not there. She says, oh, really? Did you dance with anybody? He says, I'll tell you something. I never danced one dance. I'll tell you what. When I got there, I ran into Pete Jenkins and Bill Brown and some other guys. We went in a spare room, played poker all night. She said, well, you must have looked really silly wearing that costume playing poker. He said, oh, I didn't wear it. I also ran into your brother. I let him borrow it. He said he had a hell of a night.
Let's get a look at traffic right now. Here's Tim Wiley.
It looks like they're still working with this accident on eastbound 70 at Salisbury. It's partially blocking the right lane. They're still also working this accident on westbound 44 just after Guyer Road, and that's blocking the right lane. Now, traffic on westbound 44, you've got slow pockets now between Hampton and Murdoch. Southbound 270 at Stop and Go between Olive down through the Clayton Road overpass, and then everything opens up. If you are on eastbound 270, things start stacking up a little bit at McDonald, opens up just after Lindbergh. And southbound 170, you're slowing from Olive down through 40. Westbound 40, that's jammed back from Compton out through McCausland, just a little bit heavy from 270 through Mason. This traffic report brought to you by Farmers Insurance. Traffic isn't always avoidable, but you can avoid surprises in your insurance. A Farmers agent can help you check your coverage for any potential hidden gaps. Find one at farmers.com. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
Did you get up this morning raring to hit the streets in your sales job, ready to press the flesh, ink some deals, make customers happy for an employer who doesn't appreciate your efforts? Or are you stuck at a dead-end job day after day, lamenting that there's no way to improve your future, while your employer tells you, cheer up, you're lucky to have a job, at least until the end of the week? What you need is the right opportunity. That, my friend, is the sound of opportunity knocking. Why, look, it's the Big 550, looking for sales professionals to develop and sell advertising and marketing campaigns to new and existing clients. The ideal candidate will be someone who can develop new client relationships through cold calling, networking, referrals from existing clients, have an innovative approach to client development, and be a team player. If interested, call 314-453-5500 or email us at employment@ktrs.com. If you're ready to set the world on fire, here's your match.
Do you have at least 5 years of experience in installing gutters? I know that's not a question you get asked often. Hi, this is Steve Mace with Aladdin Insulation, and we're in need of experienced gutter installers. Aladdin Insulation is a company with a 65-year-old track record. We offer competitive pay and benefits along with year-round work. Aladdin Insulation installs gutters for residential customers and light commercial buildings. We require a drug, MVR, and background checks. A company vehicle will be provided along with necessary machinery. If you want to find out what Aladdin can offer you in the way of quality employment, call me, Steve Mace at Aladdin Insulation, 636-947-8000. That's 636-947-8000, or visit our website at trueteam.com. That's TRU team.com. Aladdin Insulation is an equal opportunity employer. 636-947-8000, Aladdin Insulation.
Nearly 2.5 million older adults suffer from RSV each year, many of whom need to be hospitalized. RSV is a viral infection that may affect the lower respiratory tract and spreads between people. If you're 60 or older and in good general health, you may be able to participate in a research study being conducted by Sundance Clinical Research to evaluate an experimental vaccine to prevent this disease. Those who qualify for this RSV vaccine research study will be eligible for compensation. Further, participants who have not had a flu vaccine this year will be offered a standard flu vaccine at no cost if they would like to receive it.
The experimental vaccine evaluated in the study cannot cause RSV. To learn more about this study and to help make a difference, call Sundance Clinical Research at 314-567-3377. That's 314-567-3377. That's 314-567-3377. Or visit www.sundanceclinicalresearch.com. That's www.sundanceclinicalresearch.com.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. CPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-500-0810. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Transcend's smallest and most advanced portable design ever. The mini CPAP is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call CPAP.com now for your 10-day in-home trial. 1-800-500-0810. That's 1-800-500-0810.
Imagine your life 5 years from now. Are you on the path you want to be on? It's time to take control of your future by getting a world-class education from one of the nation's top universities. Arizona State University is now offering over 100 top-tier degree programs 100% online. It's the exact same degree our on-campus students receive, but you can learn from anywhere in the country on your own schedule. For information, call 1-800-400-9129. Learn from ASU's world-renowned faculty and use ASU's global recognition to improve your visibility, professional network, and gain real-world experience you can start using today. The Wall Street Journal ranked ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates. Now discover how ASU Online can stand out on your resume and help separate you from the competition. We're ready to help you learn to thrive in your life, in your career, and beyond. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-400-9129. That's 1-800-400-9129.
A burglary in your home is something you never get over. You feel violated. You feel a sense of loss. And the worst part...
The worst part is your things are gone forever.
The worst part is your insurance can't replace your peace of mind.
The worst part is your daughter no longer feels safe.
The worst part is you wonder if it will happen again.
When an intruder invades your home, every part is the worst. That's why Monotronic Security wants to help you reduce your risk of a home invasion in an incredible limited-time offer. You can have a home security system activated free of charge. That's a $99 value free, plus free equipment and free installation. For the exciting details, call 1-800-700-4318. Every 15 seconds, a home is broken into. But with more than 1 million customers and 20 years experience, Monotronic Security is offering free activation of a security system for your home. That's free activation, plus free equipment and free installation. Call Monotronics.com now. 1-800-700-4318. 1-800-700-4318.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom Sleep Gels. They're non-habit forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom Sleep Gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
Before you make an important family decision about high school for next fall, I'd like you to visit Catholic High Schools on Open House Sunday, November 8th. Your family will receive a firsthand experience of each school's program and unique environment. Affordable, accessible, and alive in Christ, Catholic High Schools challenge students to excellence, prepare them for college, and help them grow in their relationship with Jesus. Students of all faiths are welcome. Visit Catholic High Schools on November 8th and online at archstl.org.
Racing legend Richard Petty.
After over 1,100 races, you could say I've been through the ringer. To help me keep feeling my best, I use odor-free Blue Emu made with real Emu oil. Blue Emu continuous pain relief spray makes it perfect for all those hard-to-reach places. And now there's the new Blue Emu maximum arthritis pain relief cream. Perfect for hard-hitting arthritis pain. Thanks to Blue Emu, nothing slows down the king. Use what I use, Blue Emu. It works fast and you won't stink.
Available at Walmart, Walgreens, and other fine retailers.
B-Dubs has done it again with their new Angry Orchard Fiery Applesauce, part of their limited-time menu. It's got heat that builds with kicks of apple and cinnamon. Buffalo Wild Wings, wings, beer, sports.
Don't miss the Delta Trading Show, Sundays at 2 p.m. Dr. Vance Cast, one of the world's leading traders, will share how he's helped average people make $500 to $2,000 a day in the stock market. That's the Delta Trading Show, Sundays at 2 on KTRS.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine. When you gonna let me get sober?
All right, let's head out to Southern California. Mike Evans is on deck, brought to you by Any Guns Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. Especially this time of year, that restaurant is packed. You will need reservations. If you've never eaten there, my goodness, do yourself a favor. And remember, gift cards are very popular from either Annie Guns or the Smokehouse. They're next door to each other, east end of everything in Chesterfield Valley. I hear someone talking in the background. I'm assuming that's Mike speaking with someone else. Wow, how unprofessional. And now here's Mike Evans. Who are you talking to?
I'm talking to my son-in-law, Jason Wolpert.
Okay.
You know, he called, but he knows now I can't talk. In fact, he somehow, I don't know how he does this, but he listens. He lives in Washington, D.C., and he's driving to work, and he listens to us every day.
I've done it many, many times. It's an app. You hit the app and run it through your speakers. I'm sure he has a later model car with Bluetooth or an auxiliary input for the audio. Hit the app. It's crystal clear. Comes right through your car speakers like the station is a block away.
Yeah, he listens while driving home in Maryland from Washington, D.C.
No, I've done it many, many times. It's easy.
Wow,
need to be...
That's advanced stuff, Franco.
Well, you just need to have a car that...
This is when I know that I know I should have finished high school. So I know this kind of stuff.
What kind of phone do you have?
Huh?
Do you have a flip phone or do you have a smartphone?
Me?
Yes.
I have a smartphone.
Oh, okay. Well, you can download the app, the KTRS app.
Why do I need to download it? I'm the one that's on the air.
Hold on. You might want to listen to some of our show one day.
Yeah.
No, I don't think he cares.
No, he doesn't want to.
Hey, I'm out of time.
Let me ask you this. I'm on 42 stations. How many stations do you listen to? Have you ever, I've known you for 30 years, have you ever heard me on other than your station?
No.
Two.
You liar.
No, I've heard you on a couple of stations when I've been in other cities.
You've been driving through an accident and heard it.
And one was here.
It was absolutely an accident. I had no idea what station you were on. I didn't know that was funny, but I've listened to you a couple of times, and it just accidentally, boom, there you were.
That's funny. I hear that all the time. But that's funny. You go, he doesn't want to listen to us. And then you go, I've listened to you. And then I go, when? You go, accidentally.
Well, hold on here. It's a little different. You're part of this show.
Yeah.
You should listen to what we do every once in a while.
I'm part of your show.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, 2 minutes, Mr. Evans.
Oh, crap.
Yep.
That's ridiculous.
Two minutes.
Awkward question. Name the name of the actor who arrived in Hollywood with zero money, took a job as a janitor, and within a year was nominated for an Academy Award. That's amazing. Randy Quaid, Peter Falk, Joe Pesci, John McElvick. Answer in just a minute. Movie news coming in November, a great biopic called My All-American that'll make you laugh, make you cry. The story of a University of Texas smaller-than-usual football player that makes the team, but there's a lot more to it than just that. My All-American, it doesn't come out for 3 weeks, but I'm telling you right now, 4 stars.
Right.
George Clooney got a big score. He just signed to direct the next Coen Brothers movie. Odds and ends, how about this? Justin Timberlake and Kanye West hate each other. Reason? Kanye West says Justin Timberlake's music is very lame.
Oh.
Bill Cosby is taking the Fifth under his current deposition.
Wow, there's a surprise.
That's, He must be innocent.
That's what I think.
I think so, too. How about Quentin Tarantino? We talked about that.
Yeah, he's an idiot.
He really isn't. No surprise Halle Berry is getting a divorce. I mean, it's her third divorce. At least there's no police, no violence, at least we know of. And by the way, he filed on her first. He wanted out. I remember David Justice 20 years ago talking to, in a clubhouse after his divorce with Halle Berry, saying something to the effect of, yeah, man, I mean, I'll be sitting watching television, all of a sudden she hits me upside the head with a lamp. I mean,
wow.
He's a nut.
Not only that, who'd want to look at that face and body every day?
Hey, you know what it is? She got six toes. I wouldn't get involved with her.
Mm-hmm. No, that's an alien.
New York Post headline above the story of a room for rent for only $30 a week in Midtown New York City, but connected to a nasty nightclub bathroom that you share.
Ooh.
New York Post headline screams, a room with a pew.
Oh, that's good.
That's good. Yeah. Date in history, October 28th, birthdays today, Caitlyn Jenner.
No.
Julia Roberts. I can't stand her, that big old mouth. She looks like a horse.
It's like she's eating an apple when she's not eating an apple.
Exactly. And Bill Gates.
Yeah, 60.
See, I'm a professional. And finally.
No.
Do you have any more time we can talk?
No.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, tomorrow.
We talk
tomorrow.
We never talk. Don't forget, call me on the cell phone tomorrow.
Yeah, okay.
I'm going to be in Los Angeles. Name the name of the actor who arrived in Hollywood, zero money, took a job as a janitor, and within a year was nominated for an Academy Award. Randy Quaid, Peter Falk, Joe Pesci, John Malkovich.
Who's John Malkovich?
John Malkovich.
Malkovich.
Right. Drink of wine.
I'm just going to say, pardon me, am I bothering you?
Oh, I know who that is. That's Peter Falk.
What happened to your voice?
I don't know.
I'll say Peter Falk as well.
Quaid, but I don't know why, but I'll say Randy Quaid.
One more question.
Oh, there it is.
One more question. No. He was nominated for Best Supporting Actor in the movie Last Detail. The answer is Randy Quaid.
Yeah!
Hey, I'm Mike Evans in Hollywood, say.
Who then went on to go crazy.
Yes.
And is now in jail.
Oh, yeah.
Looking like a homeless person. He lost his mind. So did his wife. That was Mike Evans from Southern California. Courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market right next door. Both on the east end of everything in Chesterfield Valley, the number one. And by the way, only one company can say this. The rest would be lying. The number one window in replacement windows in the United States is Window World. They sell more replacement windows for homes than anybody else. Window World, the original $189 window. And there are still companies who scratch in their heads, can't understand how they do it, take shots at them, jabs at them, try to confuse people by stealing their colors of their logo and their ads and their type style and even the price point. And it's still not working. The second place window company is still a very distant second to Window World. So every time you hear a commercial making fun of a $189 window, and I've heard them. I've heard commercials where they basically say, $189 window, oh, are you kidding? Who wants that? Well, a lot of people. And the only reason you are mentioning it, Mr. Competitor, in your other commercial is because you'd give anything to be Window World. You want the number one seller? You want a good, solid window for $189, whether you buy one or you buy 100? Here's the name, Window World. Find out more, windowworldstlouis.com.
Let's get our final check on traffic with Tim Weiland.
And things are winding down pretty well. They've cleared the accident that was on northbound 55 north of Arsenal. Everything's opened up there. North County looks great. Westbound 70, no delays there. Still a little bit slow on westbound 40 approaching Kings Highway through McCausland. Eastbound 40 from 170 through Big Bend. Westbound 44 still has some stop-and-go traffic from about southwest out through Murdoch. And they're still working with that crash just before Highway 270 on westbound 44. The right lane is blocked. You're backed up to Lindbergh. This traffic report brought to you by Advance Auto Parts. They introduce Speed Perks Rewards Program. Spend $100 and get $20 off your next qualified purchase. No cards, no points, no nonsense. I'm Tim Weiland with the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
Are you hiring but not sure where to find the best candidates? As a business owner,
I can tell you that your company is only as good as the people you hire. I can also tell you that posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. But when you're short-staffed, there's no time to deal with the dozens of different job sites. Until now. Thanks to ZipRecruiter.com, I can post to 100-plus job sites with one single click and have the highest possible chance of finding that perfect candidate. Just post once, and within 24 hours, watch your candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. ZipRecruiter has been used by over 300,000 businesses, and you can try it right now for free. Getting the right people for your company is so important. Try ZipRecruiter and get your perfect candidate before they go to somebody else. Today, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/ABC Radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/ABC Radio. Again, ZipRecruiter.com/ABC Radio.
It's happening to you every night. One snores and the other can't sleep. It seems like there's no end to it. But now, there is a quick and easy-to-use solution, a natural solution, SnoreStop. SnoreStop was created and tested by a team of physicians and has been helping couples sleep for over 18 years. It is the number one selling anti-snoring medicine in the U.S.
Thank you, SnoreStop. You saved my marriage.
SnoreStop sprays or tablets are now available nationwide at a store near you, or you can go online at SnoreStop.com. Don't wait. It's time to try SnoreStop and make every night a better night for both of you.
Thanks, SnoreStop. Now I'm back in the bedroom.
So don't wait. Try SnoreStop, the number one selling anti-snoring medicine in the U.S. Spray or tablets are available today at a store near you or online at SnoreStop.com. That's SnoreStop.com. SnoreStop, keeping you together.
Lions, Tigers, and football.
It's Missouri football time, and what better way to celebrate than with a Lions Choice famous roast beef sandwich. Their mouth-watering sandwiches are seasoned to perfection and ready to tackle your hunger. Stop by any of their 24 area locations.
Take your fantasy draft to Buffalo Wild Wings, the only place as obsessed with football as you are. Wall-to-wall TVs, great food, and excellent drinks only at B-Dubs. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
In your car, on your way home. Need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
Tonight, must-see video. Things boil over at the Cahokia Village board meeting again.
A man is shot in Normandy, but questions tonight about how it happened. A police chase leads to an accident that shut down I-55 just before the evening rush, where it started, and what the police chief is saying about the chase. And the ordinance is ready, what the city is putting on paper to try to build a new riverfront stadium. First on Fox, questions tonight surrounding a shooting in Normandy. One man is hurt. From Bomarito Automotive Sky Fox, you can see St. Louis County Police investigators recover a gun on the scene. Police say the man shot himself after firing shots.